Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
We're talking about the lawsuit that Harry Belafonte has filed against the King Estate, asserting that they don't have the right to block him from auctioning off several items personally given to him by Dr. King, by Coretta Scott King. And in fact, he wanted to auction these items off 5 years ago to raise money for a charity that was working with gangs to turn the lives around of these gang members. So it's not like Harry Belafonte was trying to personally profit from this auction. He was trying to help a group that's trying to achieve peace on the streets working with gang members. Dr. King was all about nonviolence. Yet the King Estate has been blocking him for 5 years from auctioning these items that he says he rightfully owns. So the question I'm posing to you and my guest Clarence Jones is, do you believe that with these lawsuits, and there have been numerous ones, do you believe with the constant fighting between the King children, more time has been spent in court than other places? Do you believe that they are doing damage to the legacy of their father, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? And is this going to hurt the building of that legacy for future generations? The number to call is 877-373-9766, 877-373-9766. Clarence Jones, you're there at Stanford University. They have a very strong institute that is about preserving the legacy of Dr. King. You look at what formerly the MLK Memorial Foundation, now called the Memorial Foundation, what they are doing about preserving the legacy. Frankly, it seems that more external institutions, Clarence, are more concerned about the life and the work and the legacy of Dr. King than the King children, than the King Estate, than the King Center.
Well, it would appear that way, Roland. I understand the position, and I think that there's some merit to what you're saying. You see, to your question, does it denigrate the legacy? I don't think so. I think what it does, because anyone that has the slightest acquaintance or familiarity with the legacy, the life, the role, the leadership, the contribution of Martin Luther King Jr., knew this brother was superb. Knew this brother's integrity was superb. His generosity of spirit. And I think that what it highlights, it unfortunately highlights what appears to be, and I say appears to be, a selfishness on the part of the children that is inconsistent with the generosity and spirit of their father. Now, they could say, well, look, you know, we lost our father, terrible, and even you, Mr. Jones, you say the country owes us a great debt. Well, the country owes us a great debt, and they haven't repaid it. Okay, I understand that. I understand those feelings. But they ought to be able, as I said in the case of Harry Belafonte, they ought to be able to make a distinction. So I think, for example, Harry Belafonte, he's the best example I can use. I can't conceive of them doing what they're doing. In fact, as I said earlier, when their father passed away, I would think it would have been appropriate for them to call up Harry Belafonte, and as I said earlier, you know, we know how close you were to our father. Would you like to have one or more of these things? So therefore, I think that either they don't know, and I find that hard to believe, or if they do know the extent of his financial support to them directly in the family, they simply don't care. They simply don't care. And I find that in itself to be so sad. The fact that they can be so selfish. I'm not talking about in general. I'm talking about in relationship to this particular man. The fact that they want to have a selfish attitude toward Mr. X, Y, or Z is one thing. But toward Harry Belafonte, I mean, they wouldn't. He put food on their table. He put clothes on their back. He enabled them to go to school. I mean, what is with those children?
The number to call The number to call 877.
They ought to be sending a letter of apology. They ought to say, "Oh, Harry, we're so sorry. There's so misunderstanding here." And I find this to be so terrible. And I have to say, their father who felt that he could never ever leave enough, but never have enough resources. I think that their father would be so pained and would be so upset with them. He would say, "What? To Harry Belafonte? He took care of me. He took care of you. How dare you treat this man like that?"
Clarence Jones, longtime friend, attorney, advisor, counselor to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Man, thanks a bunch for joining us here at News One Now. We appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you and see you.
All right, my brother.
Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.